Between Local Lines, notes from the Emirate.
Notes from the Emirate come from an event yesterday, a forum, you could say, regarding the Emirates Development Bank. They actually hosted their Sharjah edition of EDB Connect at the infamous Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park. Now, it included loads of key industry leaders, government officials, and even business innovators coming together and discussing, debating, and even shaping the future when it comes to Sharjah's economy with a real focus on sustainable growth. I really like that side of it, and it's all part of the Ministry of Industries and Advanced Technologies Make It in the Emirates initiative, and it looks like they covered lots and lots of discussions to make sure that when it comes to our future and our economy, it's as prosperous as ever. Now, I know, Abdulkareem, you spent some time down there yesterday and having all of those fruitful discussions. What was your kind of take back, your overall theme of the whole event?
There's a lot of optimism there. I think it was a lot of informative sessions where people were discussing the potential of Sharjah, and of course, Emirates Development Bank highlighting how much investments they've been doing towards SMEs. And there were two sessions that took place, in fact, two panel discussions after the keynote addresses, His Excellency Mohammed Juman Musharraf also spoke and highlighted how Sharjah recently has become the fifth largest market in attracting FDI. They attracted about 1.8 billion dirhams in FDI in 2023, securing its position as the fifth fastest growing city globally in terms of attracting that FDI. So the potential was highlighted, which was really good to see. But then we saw two panel discussions that took place yesterday, and they were looking at lots of areas in particular. There was one of them that I really liked, was looking at the food security, because we did have someone from the department, a researcher from the Department of Agriculture and Livestock, who spoke yesterday. So the first panel discussion was driving sustainable growth, nurturing an attractive business and investment environment. Second one was significance of partnerships for sustainable development, pivotal role of partnerships in driving sustainable agriculture and development for the investment climate in Sharjah. So I'd like to listen into the first conversation that we had yesterday. Now, we had we caught up with the CEO of Emirates Development Bank. We spoke at great length in terms of the investments they've made for SMEs and the economy in Sharjah alone. So according to the stats, they said the total financing across the Emirates amounted to about 10.4 billion dirhams since the start of 2021. But now in Sharjah alone, we had about 837 million dirhams across key sectors. So this is the conversation that I had yesterday with Mohammed Al-Naqbi, the CEO of Emirates Development Bank, and this is what he had to say. All right, thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Al-Naqbi. Now, we've been seeing industry reports that Sharjah is pretty much the world's fifth largest attractive FDI coming into the country. Can you talk to us a little bit about the significance of Sharjah's industrial sector, and where does EDB play a role?
So it's a thriving sector, I would say, as an industrial sector. And it accounts for about 30 to 35% of the manufacturing base of the UAE as a whole. So quite significant, very, very significant. Now, we in Emirates Development Bank are focused on the development of the manufacturing industry of the UAE. We're a component, we're the financial engine that is supporting Project 300 billion of the Ministry of Industry and Advanced Technology by 2031. And we ourselves have a specific target of allocating 30 billion dirhams towards our key sectors by 2026. Of that, approximately 50% is towards manufacturing. So Sharjah is one of our key partners. And when I say key partners, I mean the safe zone, the Hamriya zone. These are key partners of EDB. The Department of Economic Development, the Sharjah Chamber of Commerce are both partners of EDB. And we work very diligently across all of these partnerships to support the manufacturing industry in Sharjah.
And since the initiative of 2021, where we've started doing these finances, to what extent has that had an impact on the economy in terms of GDP, jobs creation as well?
So it's had a great impact. As of the end of Q1 of 2024, we have cumulatively over the past 3 years done approximately 10.5 billion of approved loans across the UAE. What that accounts for is about 5 billion dirhams in GDP impact for the country.
And in terms of the particular sectors that you're targeting, apart from manufacturing, where else do you identify as strategic arms?
Yeah. So we have four other sectors. Advanced technology, I bring that up because that, we look at that from a component of manufacturing. So robotics, artificial intelligence, we look at those kinds of businesses that can support manufacturing. We as a UAE want to ensure that we don't just build a manufacturing base, but a manufacturing base that hopefully is future-proof. And in true UAE style, hopefully leapfrogs a lot of the global competition by creating advanced manufacturing base in the UAE. Second to that only comes our renewables. And so we as the UAE are focused on sustainability and renewables. You know that last year was the year of sustainability. We hosted COP28. The COP28 presidency is currently held by His Excellency Dr. Sultan Al Jaber over the course of the year. The UAE, we don't believe, is a oil and gas producer. We believe that the UAE is an energy leader. And that means that, you know, we want to diversify across all of the different energy outputs possible for us. That started way back in 2006 with the establishment of Masdar and really the drive that the country had towards becoming a renewables hub. After that, I would say comes our healthcare sector. So healthcare is very important for us. It's important for us to ensure that we manufacture, so again, going back to manufacturing being the linchpin, manufacture the pharmaceuticals and the healthcare equipment that is needed here in the UAE, and we support the tertiary clinics that want to establish in the UAE. The reason why I say that is we believe there's enough support for the primary clinics in the UAE, but the clinics that are specialized, we would like to also support them. We at EDB would be happy to look at any of those transactions or projects of establishing in the UAE, any kind of tertiary specialized clinics. Lastly, very important, dear to my heart, food security. We just had the panel where they talked about the food security and agricultural initiatives in Sharjah specifically, but we look at it across the UAE. Food security, again, in 2024, the technology is available for us to be able to produce the majority of the food staples and products here in the UAE. We look at it all across the supply chain. So, of course, we support the manufacturers of processed food products for them to establish and expand their businesses in the UAE towards the export market, not just for the imports of the substitutions. But we're also gone down the supply chain all the way back into the farmers and finding ways to support the farmers, whether it's through upskilling and installation of, again, advanced technology into the farms, the agri-tech components, and hopefully to allow them to expand the production and capacity of their farms.
And lastly, what's the expected outcome of this event, the EDB Connect Sharjah?
So we love this event. This is the third one. We did the first one in Dubai, the second one in Abu Dhabi, and this is the third one. And the reason why we love it is because we bring all of our partners in one room with as many clients as possible and customers as possible. And we talk about our partnerships in the sense of what are the success stories that have happened over the past couple of years and how we can, you know, build on that, but also what are the challenges that we're facing and how we as partners can come together. You know the old adage that one plus one might equal two, but one plus one plus one could equal five because of the added value that different partners can come together and bring to the table. So for us to be able to come together and discuss how we can support the economic development of the country is a very important thing, and it's something that's very near and dear to our hearts at Emirates Development Bank.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
A bit of an insight, that, isn't it, into the success of yesterday, but also the importance of yesterday, making sure that all of these key industry leaders come together, recognize how well they've done in the past, but also address how well they can do in the future. But that wasn't all that you were or who you caught up with, was it?
No, I also had a chance to speak to Ahmed al-Sawaidi. Now, he is from the Sharjah Department of Economic Development, and he is the Deputy Director of the Commercial Services Department. He was very, very vocal and very informative about the potential of the Sharjah's economic sector and the manufacturing sector in particular. And during our conversation, you know, we had a chat and we said, you know, Sharjah is quite well known for its education. We know this quite well known for its culture. we do know that it's good for its manufacturing, but to what extent does the globe know about the manufacturing sector? And that was the main message that was delivered yesterday in terms of the growth, in terms of the contribution of the manufacturing sector of Sharjah's industrial sector towards the national and the federal economy. And this is what Ahmed al-Suwaidi had to say yesterday. Celebrating Sharjah's success and this important event with the EDB Connect Sharjah. Talk to us about the key messages that we've got from this particular panel discussion.
The event in general has succeeded in highlighting certain opportunities within the Emirate of Sharjah, and also, you know, giving certain incentives to attract up and coming startups, and basically for them to benefit from whatever incentives are provided by EDB. There are certain points that have been touched on through the various panels, but the panel that we have participated in as the Sharjah Economic Development Department has touched on or has highlighted, you know, the cooperation between the federal and local governments, certain incentives that have been placed, you know, over the past few years, and more importantly, you know, the up and coming, you know, changes and decisions that could impact in a positive manner, you know, the investment climate within the Emirate of Sharjah itself, to be more specific, and, you know, the entirety of the UAE as a whole.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the SMEs in the Emirate of Sharjah and the incentives that are on offer by the Economic Development Department as well for them to flourish and also get that federal support to an extent as well?
Well, you know, the key advantage that the Economic Development Department of Sharjah has is that it has Rawad under its umbrella, and Rawad is basically the SME supporting, or one of the SME supporting organizations within the Emirate itself, along with the Shira', and I think the Khalifa Fund operates within the Emirate of Sharjah. So that in and of itself actually provides support to up-and-coming and aspiring entrepreneurs, let alone that there are certain opportunities that could be given to, you know, local local Emirates within the Emirate of Sharjah that reside within the Emirate of Sharjah through, you know, e-trading licenses and home businesses, but that's sort of like an incubator process for them to actually take a dip into the market and basically start from as a micro organization and then basically flourishing. Further on, I'd like to touch on, you know, the incentives provided through, you know, the leadership within the Emirate of Sharjah, whereas they have waived off certain fees for industrial activities. So that's something that a lot of people have utilized, and a certain mechanism that has been put in place through the Department of Industrial Affairs within the Sharjah Economic Development Department to give a certain, for lack of a better term, a certain grace period where, as you know, factories, they do take time to set up, but by grace period I mean that they can set up a certain office and be officially established, you know, on paper, in order for them to in order for it to be easier for them to, you know, set up their factories and get, you know, their papers in order. So that was something that actually gave us a certain boost in the successful setups of certain, you know, factories within the Emirate of Sharjah. Let alone that we shouldn't you know, miss the fact that the Emirate of Sharjah accounts for over a third of the UAE's entire industry base, and that amounts to almost 2,600 industrial organizations within the Emirate of Sharjah itself, not also accounting the free zones.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
See all our pretty pictures at Pulse 95 Radio on Instagram.